impact kind of defensive players consistently?
You know, so Shamar played about 400 snaps last year. So, I mean, that's a lot for a true freshman. And I think especially, this is his first spring practice because he wasn't a mid-year enrollee last year. So I think Shamar is really, really talented. And I think, you know, the thing I love about him is if I say something to him or Coach Armstrong says something to him, like, it gets applied the next day. And so I think he's got a really high ceiling, and he's going to play a bunch of football here, and he's going to be a really good player.
I mean, losing Ventrell was a big one, and Amari.
And Bernie. Yep.
Yeah, and Amari, for sure. He needs the experience, but is he going to be able to fill that maybe Ventrell void?
So, like, you know, I talked to Ventrell and Amari before the season started last year about, like, the legacy you leave isn't so much like the great plays you made, and obviously those two made a bunch of great plays. But it's how the room is after you leave. So Shamar and Derek Wingo and Scooby Williams are all a lot better because they saw how those two practiced and prepared. So I think Shamar, you know, came in as a freshman and saw these two guys that had played a bunch of football, and they were coming in constantly and getting extra work, constantly asking for extra help, constantly doing extra physical things. So that's what he knows. So I think that's the legacy those two left. In addition to being great players, right? They establish a standard as a player that you want to uphold. And so I think, you know, Shamar is coming in every day and doing the same things those two did because that's all he knows.
Billy propped up Derek as someone that's